Last week we left off in the middle of the Gemara, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph.
Sound good.
A little bit of complicated Gemara. Rava, right in the middle of the Amud, Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the line begins. Last week we left off in the middle of the Gemara, Daf Chof Aleph Amud Aleph.
Sound good.
A little bit of complicated Gemara. Rava, right in the middle of the Amud, Chof Aleph Amud Aleph, the line begins with the words V'yomar Rava, and then you have the tiny letter Vav. Rava has a chiddush, the husband writes a get for his wife, and instead of giving the get directly to the wife, or putting the get, B'chatzera, that's what it says in the Torah, V'nosam B'yada, or Ein Li Al Yada Chatzera, Menan Tam Loima B'nosam, B'komakom, B'gemara 9-9, he puts the get into his own chatzim. Puts get in his own chatzim as nothing. But then he's makne the chatzim to the wife. Yeah. And then she's kind of the chatzim, either with the kinya chazake, or with a kinya shtar, he gives her a shtar, or with a kinya kesef, she pays for it. Whatever, however he's kind of, however she's kind of the chatzim from the husband. So Rav is mechadish that that's a good get. Even though normally we have a din, Rav himself says, Tli gitech margabi karka is no good if the husband puts the get on the table or on the floor. And he tells the wife, you pick it up yourself, it's not acceptable because there's no nesina. This is called a nesina. Where's the nesina? So Tosis asked the kasha later, where's the nesina? So Tosis doesn't really explain the answer. Rab Chaim explained what the answer is. The fact that the husband is makne, the chotzer to the wife, the das makne of the husband, if he leaves the get over here and he says, you pick it up and you take it, so the nesina consists of her taking it. But over here, where the husband has to be makne the chotzer to the wife, even though she does the maisa kinyan, but his das makne constitutes the nesina. It's a chiddush of Rav. Let's see again. The Yomar Rav, he had a din before, and this is along the same lines. He said another din. The Yomar Rav said another din. Kosovlo get, the husband writes a get, and his son, Ibachatzeiroi, puts the get into his own chotzer. Then, the Kosovlo shtar matana, olav, and he writes a shtar matana to his wife,
on the
chotzer. The word chotzer, sometimes zocha, sometimes nekeva. Tosis points out in Erechim. Chatzeiros. Chatzeiros, when something, noshim. Usually a plural that's a word that's a zachar, so when you make a plural, so it's yud mem at the end, anoshim. And usually if it's in a keva, so usually it's vavtov. But it's not always so, because noshim, and isha is certainly in a keva. And nonetheless, the plural is noshim. And sometimes you have a vavtov, a plural of vavtov, and it's a zachar. So Tosis quotes a sifro, so based on psukim in the end of Chumash Vayikra, about Bati Yori Chayma, it says there, Chatzeris, the word Chatzeris appears there. So there's a sifro that says that the word Chatz is both Zachar and Akev. Here also, the Gemara uses a losh in what? Because of the Shtar Matana Olav, he gives to his wife, because of law, he gives his wife Shtar Matana Olav on the Chatzer. The Chatzer is sometimes used Balosh in Zachar, sometimes Balosh in Akev. So the husband wrote a get, and he put the get into his own chotzer, and he gives the wife a shtar matana, uhu adiname, if he's makan tor with kesef, or with shtar, doesn't make a difference. So Rava says, achidush kona sehu, she's kind of a chotzer, and the meila misgaresh is bo, and the get is good. So if you skip a few lines, so Abaye disagrees with Rava. Many times in Shas, Abaye has machlekesim with Rava. So here also Abaye disagrees, and we pass like Rava, it's not from the Al-Kagam. So the Gemara quotes, the line begins with the word kamashmalon. So Rava, so the next two words are Omar Abaye. So Abaye has a taina against Rava. How can it be The din is that tligitach malgabi karka is no good. So isn't this tligitach malgabi karka? Whenever you need the das of isha, if the husband gives the shtar matona to the wife, that she should be koina his chotzer. So she can say, no, thank you, I don't want to accept the gift. But he tells her, go be koina the chotzer, go do a chazoka. She'll say, I don't want to do a chazoka. He'll force her. She'll do the chazoka. She'll say, but I have in mind not to be koina the chotzer. So if she has in mind not to be koina, it's gone. She's not koina. So what do you mean? Because she can sense, she does the kinyan chazoka, she accepts the shtar matona on the chotzer, and she has in zin, she has in mind to be koina the chotzer, so therefore that constitutes the maisa gerishin, but that's tligitach magabi karka. Abayi tainas, whenever you need her consent, that's what we said last week, Abayi holds that every get has to be a get kal korcha. Even though we have a chem der abayi gerishin, we're not allowed to, but Abayi says in a certain sense, whenever you need daita to facilitate the nesinas haget, taigis nish, so then it's already called tligitach magabi karka, because if you need her, her das to help out. So he didn't do. So the husband didn't do it in the sina. That's Abayi's tain against Rav. Amar Abayi michti chotze mehechos Rabbi miyoda. The Gemara says, "Let him learn after the pasuk." Menasan biyoda. Eli eli yoda. Yoda means mamish in a hand. Chatzayir menayin tam leima benasan. So why shouldn't you say the following? Ma yoda disa bein midaita bein bal korcha. Just like a yad and a chotzer has to be something that it could theoretically have been. And if it can't be balkorcha, then it's not a nesina. V'ho matona, and this kind of a matona on the karka, he puts the get into his own chotzer and he's makna the chotzer to the wife. Midaita is, so it's only good if the wife consents. Balkorcha leisa. So Abayi taina is that it should be no good. This should be a chisaron of tligitach magabi karka. And Rabbi holds that it's not a kasha. It's not a problem. So the Gemara says, What was Abayi's problem? What, Abayi never heard? What's the problem? People jumped last week. What's the problem? You don't need the consent of the wife for the get. You need the consent of the wife that the chotzer should become her chotzer. Once the chotzer becomes her chotzer, so mamela, then it's automatic that she's misgareshes by virtue of the fact that the get is in her chotzer. So that's what Avsimi Barashi says. What, you never heard of such a thing? What if the woman appoints a shlich l'kabbalah? So if she wouldn't, the woman can't appoint a shlich l'kabbalah bal korcha. The husband can't give a get to somebody and say, I declare you become a shlich l'kabbalah. No, the woman has to appoint a shlich l'kabbalah. No, so if the woman appoints a shlich l'kabbalah and the husband gives the get, so without the without the appointment of the isha, the gerishin wouldn't have taken effect. So you see that's not a problem. Because just because she sets up the circumstances. So over here also, the woman is maskim to be koina the chotze b'matana from her husband, and she's koina and emeimela, the get accomplishes the gerishin. So what was Abayi's kasha? Why did Abayi think that Rav is up gifre?
Is it talking here she knows that the get is in the chotze?
Let's say she knows the get is in the chotze. Yeah. Let's say she knows. Doesn't make a difference. She knows she doesn't
know. She has to, in order for her to make a shliach. She has to know.
She has to understand what that is a shliach for the Kabbalah. But what about here by the chotzer? See if it doesn't make a difference.
And then she's surprised.
And by the way, yes, it doesn't make a difference. I don't think it makes a difference whether she knows or she doesn't. If he doesn't tell her, he just gives her the chotzer and maton, and then she never finds out about it that it has a get, then it's no good. The Mishnah says later, if the husband gives his wife the get, then he makes believe that it's a trina, it's a siddur, it's a whatever, a new book. So then the Mishnah says that it's no good. He has to let her know, b'shas ma'isa, that this is a get.
Yeah.
You need nesina l'shmara. She has to understand that she's becoming misgaresh. Yeah. So this was Abayi's kasha against Rav. That what kind of a nesina is this if you have to come on to her consent? She's helping out. And Rav Simi Barashi says, what's the problem? We do it all the time. That's a shlich l'kabbalah. Feg digmar v'yabaye.
What did he think?
Why did Abayi disagree with Rav? Why didn't he understand that the proof from shlich is a perfect proof? We do it all the time. So the Gemara comes, we don't pass on like Abayi. We pass on like Rav, that it is good. Rav holds not a problem. The fact that you need das isha to help out a little bit, that's feltnish in the sinah. That's not called talig gitach magabi karka. But how can Abayi have possibly dreamt to disagree? We do it all the time by the shlich l'kabbalah. So the Gemara gives two different explanations to defend Abayi's shita. The Abaye, so the first explanation is, Otu shlichas miyodo is raboy, mevishilach vishilcha is raboy. So the first answer is, Abaye's whole tain against Rava was, like he said before, Michdi chotze mehecha is raboy, where do you learn that chotze from? From yodo, so it has to be dumi yodo yodo, the isa beimidaita beim balkorcha, so chatzera has to always be balkorcha, but if it's the woman appoints a shlich lekabola, that's learned out from a different parsha. What does that mean? It's learned out from a different parsha. What's the hezbro over here?
You know that locha, it's halacha.
Yeah.
Applies
here too. So Tosfos matters over here. Tosfos in the Rashba matters over here. So we started to say a pshat last week that runs as follows. Liyolam, there's a problem. I don't remember if we discussed it. The Gemara learns out from Sukkim that not only can the husband appoint a shliach lohilohas aget, the wife can appoint a shliach lekabolas aget. You learn v'shilach v'shilcha. V'shilach melam she'abalo is a shliach, and v'shilcha melam she'ahisho is a shliach. So the Rishonim ask Akasha, why do you need two psukim? Once you know one pasuk that the husband can make a shliach lohilohas aget, so shouldn't you be medama milsa la milsa and learn out from a mamatzino? We learn out from, it says by the Mishkan, atzi shitim omdim kederach kidilosam, that the kroshim of the Mishkan had to be standing the same way they grew on the tree, the boards of the tree. You can't have it sideways and can't have it upside down. So from there you learn out to lulav and esrei, to all the mitzvahs. So you can't learn out from a shliach lahaylocha to a shliach lekabbalah. From one to the other, you learn out such things that are very distant from each other. You can't learn out things that are close to each other. So the Rishayim say no, that the shliach lekabbalah and the shliach lahaylocha is kirachak mizrach mimayru. Totally different. Why? Because we have a Yisoid and Shlichas, but the whole concept of Shlichas means I have right, I have a Koyach Bailos, I have a right to buy real estate. I have a right, I own real estate, I have a right to sell my real estate. I have a right to be Magdish, my property. I have a right to marry a woman. I have the ability to divorce my wife. I don't mean right, he has no right to divorce his wife.
He can do it.
He has the ability, he can do it. He's a balabas to do it. Whether he's right or wrong, it's a different question. But he has the ability to do it, he's a bailam. So whatever I have in my power to do it, so I have in my power to empower somebody else to do it on my behalf, I can appoint him as a shliach. So the shliach can buy for me, the shliach can sell for me, the shliach can be mekadesh and isha, the shliach can be megarish my wife, and so on. What about the wife has the ability, has the bailus to be mekabel a get? The get can be given bal kocha shalo isha. Unlike any other normal shtar, that you have to have the das nisen and das mekabel, I want to sell your karka or something. So you need my das and your das. The get isha with the shtar shich rabbi knayini we had in the first parak. These are the two kinyonim of shtar that it can be done bal kocha. You don't need das or isha by the gerishin, and nor do you need das or ebit knayini by the shichra. So the Meila Liyolam is Bechlala problem. It doesn't make any sense at all that the Isha should have the ability to appoint a Shliach LeKabbalas Aget. She's not a Balbas on anything. The whole idea of Mina Shlichas means with the power vested in me as the Bailam over this Kenyan, I transfer my power, I empower somebody else. That's what the Yerushalmi has a Lashon. You have to be Shluchah Shal Balamomen. The Balamomen has to appoint the Shliach. So the Yerushalmi Taki asked this Kasha. If you always need Shluchah Shal Bala Momen, so what's about Shliach LeKabbalas Haget? How do you understand that? The Yerushalmi answers, Shan Yehosim Sakzeres HaKosov V'Shilcho Malam Shehu Isha Oysa Shliach. So it's really an exception to the rule. So that's what the Rishonim say. You need two separate psukim. You have one pasuk, V'Shilach Malam Shehu Bala Oysa Shliach, that the husband can appoint the Shliach. And Taka, from the Shliach, Lohay Lochas Haget, you learn out Shlichas and Kol HaTarkula. From the fact that the husband can appoint a shliach to give a get, you learn how a man can make a shliach to buy real estate, to sell real estate, to be mekadosh and isha. The isha can make a shliach lekabolas kiddush, and you learn out all the shlichas in a kol tarkula from the fact that the husband has the ability to appoint a shliach lailochas aget. But you always need a separate pasuk to say that the isha can appoint a shliach lekabolas aget, because that breaks all the rules. It's kulachidish. It doesn't make sense. She doesn't have a bailus at all. So it's Xeris HaKosev that she has the ability to appoint a shliach lekabolas aget. So now the shaila is, if not for the pasuk, you would have said it doesn't exist. And now that I have a pasuk, so now what does the pasuk tell me? So Rav Baruch Ber quotes part of this in the name of Rav Chaim Soloveitch. So what does the pasuk tell me? Does the pasuk tell me that this is an exception to the rule? Every rule has an exception to the rule. Or should I say no? Maybe the pasuk is telling me that there are two parshiyas of gerishin. There's a case where the Baal is Megarish's wife in person, And then he can give the get bal korcha. And there's a case when the baal is megarish the wife al yidei acher, al yidei shliach, and then you need das l'isha. And because you need das l'isha, therefore she's a balabot. You need her das, so therefore she's a bailim to appoint a shliach. Normally you say, no, the get can always be given bal korcha. So the Rabbarach Ber quotes such a possibility. Maybe the get can be given bal korcha only when the get is given directly to the isha. But when the get is given al yidei shliach, so maybe that's a different parasha. But then you need das or isha for the kabbalah sagerish.
Even the shliach and the baal shliach. Even if the shliach is the shliach from the baal, you also need.
No. Shliach habaal. The isha never made a shliach.
Yeah.
So the get can always be given bal korcha of the isha, but the pasuk enables the wife to appoint a shliach lekabbalas aget, which we don't understand. So maybe the pasuk is telling us that there's another parsha of gerushin. If the woman wants to appoint a shliach to be mekabel aget, then we say, oh, that's another parsha of gerushin. You can do gerushin midas alisha also, and whenever she wants to appoint a shliach, we say, oh, that's we're using the other parsha that she is a bailim to be mekabel aget, and therefore the fact that you need her das, that enables her to appoint a shliach.
Yeah.
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 No, has come also. You need her consent.
Practically, what could you do that? You could say, call up the shliach and say, I don't want you to be makabel to get from me.
That's true anyway. Let's say the isha appoints a shliach to kabbalah saget, and she says, but I only want you to accept the get in the morning, not in the evening. I only want you to accept the get in November, not in December, whatever. In this city, not in that city. So we have a klal, if you have a shliach, shashina b'shlichusai, if he's mishana, he doesn't do what the instructions were, so he can't say kimoso, shluchu shalotim kimoso, is only if he follows the instruction. If he doesn't follow instruction, nakamoso is a ben kovako, it's not going to work. I'll explain the marshal. I'll get to the point that before we beat around the bush, I'll get to the point. There's a mishnah later on that says that when the wife appoints a shliach, the kabbalah, saget, you have to have two edim. The last line on Samach Gimel Amud Beis. When the Baal gives the get to the wife, let's start from the beginning. When the husband gives Kiddushin to the wife, when the husband, first they get married, then they get divorced. When the husband gives the ring to the wife, so the Gemara in Kiddushin learns that from a pasuk, Dova Dova Mimamin, that you require Eidus under the Chuppah, Eidus Lekiyim Adova. That's what we call it. You require Eidus Lekiyim Adova. And if the chosin gave the ring to the kala, and he says he gave it, and she says that he gave it, but there were no kosher edim, you can have 100 relatives, kroivim and ganovim. If you don't have two kosher edim, so the kedushin is no good. Kedushin is no good. You have to have two kosher edim. And that's the halacha, that's what we call edus l'kim adob. So the Gemara has this din in kedushin, and Dav Samachay, the Gemara formulates the halacha by kedushin. The kedushin needs edus l'kim adob. Taisus assumes, and Dav Dalad Amir Aleph, here in Gittin, they quote in the name of the Rabbi Tam about the five lines from the bottom of the daf in the Tosis. Five lines from the end. Oh, the Rogel Rabbi Tam loymar. The Rabbi Tam fleg alamol zogen. That even a mayor agrees. Everybody agrees that you have to have edus l'kiyum adovah when the baal gives over to get to the isha. The Gemara says when you give the kesef kedushin to the isha, it's a davish of the ervo. So you need edus l'kiyum adovah. So when you give the get, it's the same thing. That's what Rabbi Tam says. Not all the Rishonim agree with the Rabbeinu Tam, but that's the Rabbeinu Tam says like that. That's what we usually assume, like that Rabbeinu Tam, that you require Eidus L'kiyum Adovah when you give over the get. Is it only necessary to have the Eidus L'kiyum Adovah when the actual Maisa Kiddushin takes place, the actual Maisa Gerushin takes place? Let's say the woman appoints a Shliach L'kabolos HaGet. And then later the husband gives the get to the Shliach Ho'isha L'kabolah. So you need Eidus L'kiyum Adovah at that moment when the Baal hands over the get to the shliach. Do you need Eidus L'kiyum Adovah also when the wife appointed the shliach? Or let's say the husband appoints a shliach l'haylocha saget. Do you need Eidus L'kiyum Adovah when the husband appoints the shliach l'haylocha saget? Or you say no. It's sufficient if the Eidim are watching at the moment of the Nesina saget, the actual Maisa Gerishim. So the Mishnah only says half of the story. The Mishnah says, Isha she'omro hiskabel igiti. That's the bottom on Samach Gimel on the base. The woman appoints a shliach lekabbalah saget, tzricha shtei kitei edim. We require two sets of edim l'kiyum adova. Shnayim, two witnesses, shomrim b'faneinu omro. You have to have edis l'kiyum adova who testify, we were there when the woman appointed the shliach lekabbalah. Omra, when the woman appointed, she says, I want you to represent me to be my shliach l'kabbalah. Mm-hmm. Ushnaim and another two witnesses, they can be the same witnesses, they can be different witnesses, doesn't make a difference. Ushnaim shamu v'neinu kibbal v'korah, afilu heim harishanim heim achranim, can be the same pair of witnesses. Doesn't have to be two pairs of witnesses, can be the same pair, can be different pair, doesn't matter. And you have to have, that's avada poshut, you have to have two eidim when the Baal gives over the get. That's Rogel Rabbeinu Tam Leiter. Rabbeinu Tam said, that's what it means in the Mishnah. You need Eidus L'Kim Adova when the get is given over. But the Mishnah sounds like it says you also need Eidus L'Kim Adova when the Isha appoints a Shliach L'Kabbalah Saget. What about when the Baal appoints a Shliach L'Lachas Saget? Stomach the same thing. It doesn't say, so Kump the Ramam, and he says, no. Machlek is the Ramam. The Rabbi says, yeah, that's what everybody would have said. The same thing. That not only do you need Eidus L'Kim Adova on the actual Maisa Gerishin, you need Eidus L'Kim Adova and all the things that make the Gerishin meaningful. A stranger is going to come and give a get to my wife. So it doesn't mean anything. So the stranger says that he is a Shliach Lailocha. So unless you have two Eidim present when the Baal appointed the Shliach as a Shliach Lailocha, so it's not going to take effect later. The get won't take effect. So the Alocha that requires Eidus L'Kim Adova when you give the get, Memela means you need Eidus L'Kim Adova when the Baal makes a Shliach, when the Isha makes a Shliach. Otherwise, you don't have Eidus L'Kim Adova that the Nesina means anything. Nesina doesn't mean anything if it wasn't from the husband to the wife. Whenever you have a shliach, so he's a stranger. So that's how the Rabbi learns Parshat Pshat. Well, once the Mishnah says you need Eidus L'Kim Adova when the Isha appoints a shliach l'kabbalah saget, who adinami that you need Eidus L'Kim Adova when the Baal appoints a shliach l'halacha saget. Same thing. The Rabbi just writes achidish, aknech. He says, if the husband tells the sefer, ksov get li ishti, and the sefer writes the get, and the Eidim sign the get. He tells the Eidim sign the get. And then the husband gives over this get to the shliach lohilocha, and then the shliach lohilocha comes to California, and he goes to deliver the get to the Isha. So when the shliach claims, I am the shliach lohilocha, here, let's see, here is the get. So what do the Eidim testify? Here has Chasimus Eidim Anaban. What are they testifying to? What do they know? At the time that they signed the get, it hadn't yet been given. The get is signed before the husband gives it. So they only know the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife, that's all. After they sign, they can drop dead before the husband ever gets to give the get to the wife. So when the husband gives the get to the wife, it could be a week later, it could be they died already, it could be a year later, it could be 10 years later, it could be the Adam died already. So when the Isha walks around later, Tosis points out on Davdalad Bismana, Talmud, the common practice was that the Isha walked around with the get, and that was the proof that she was Megoresha. How can that be the proof that she's Megoresha? The Adam who signed were not watching when the get was given over. So what good is that? So that's a Chiddush Tosis shows from the Gemara, that even though the Eidim only saw Bishas Maisa, the husband was interested in divorcing his wife, and that's all they signed to, he'd expressed an interest in divorcing his wife, but since the wife is holding on to the shtar, and she tainas, I didn't grab it from my husband, he gave it to me, and he gave it to me in the shame gerishin, and he gave it to me in the presence of two kosher Eidim, and it was done properly, so we assume mistama hakol behechshenasa, that's Taisa's expression on Davdal and Amanala. Since the Isha holds on to it, you have Tvisas Balashtar, the get was intended for her. She's the Balashtar, she's holding on to it. And she claims that everything that was necessary, that it should be meaningful, was taken care of. So therefore we say, Zachidish Din Ishtar, that the Ishtar is made not only that the husband expressed an interest in divorcing his wife, the Ishtar includes a Haggadah Seidus that the husband actually gave the get and everything was done properly. So the Ravid writes, what if the Shliach comes from New York to California, and he comes with this get, with the chasimis, and he says, I am the shliach, the husband appointed me as a shliach, the hareze gitech, and he gives it to the wife. So how do we know that he is the shliach? He doesn't have any documentation. So the Ravid claims, since the get has two chasimis on the bottom, and if he's going to give it to the wife, it will not be meaningful if he was not appointed as the shliach. So the Haggadah Seidus of the shtar includes also a testimony that he is the shliach. Yeah. So the Ravid writes this Chiddush, when the husband appoints the Shliach Lohelochas HaGet, if the Get has Chasimus on it, which is usually the case, the Get has Chasimus Eidim, so you always have Eidus L'Kim Adover that the husband appointed this man as the Shliach Lohelochas. Even if the Eidim who signed on the bottom were not alive at the time the husband appointed the Shliach Lohelochas, they were just there when the husband said, I want to divorce my wife. He tells the Sofer, write a Get, and he tells the Eidim, you sign a Get. He writes, and he signs, and he takes the get, and he gives it to the shlech. By the time he gives it to the shlech, the Erech HaSima died already. Doesn't matter. The halacha says that this is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Edom on the bottom. If this stranger who comes to California is telling a lie, if it's not true that he's a shliach, then the get is meaningless when he gives it over to the isha. And in order to make the get meaningful, we say that the edim are made on everything that's probably so, probably is true that the husband made him a shliach. What, he grabbed it? He stole it from the husband. We assume that it's all authentic and it is true. He gave it to him.
Do the edim alter on the identity of the husband? Maybe that the people who sign the Hona Nechtak, do they all that testify, this is Moshe Chaim ben Moshe, maybe it can be somebody else that gives it.
Well, they're not supposed to sign a get before they know that he is playing.
So therefore, we don't see anywhere mentioned that the identity of the person has to be...
ascertained. No, it is mentioned. We didn't get there yet. It's Samach Vav. Sandav Samach Vav. Min HaTorah, the din is that a man is believed to say, I am Pliny and this woman is my wife. And so yet, and with the Rabbanon, they require that there should be outside corroboration, outside identification. You should bring an ID card, a passport, driver's license, something to indicate that he's married to this woman and that this is his name and so on. And if it's a big shas hatchak, then you revert back to the din deraisa. That's what the Gemara says. Menatari is bagloikta, and with the Rabbanon, whenever it's possible, we don't believe him to identify himself. But the Edom are not supposed to sign a get before they ascertain that this is so-and-so, that this is the man, yeah.
So, the shaliach has to be appointed before the signature on the get?
No, doesn't even. The shaliach can be appointed after the Edom who signed even died. Mm-hmm. The Edom died and then the husband appoints a shaliach, doesn't matter. We say the shtar, that the Edom are testifying, the shtar includes the Haggadah Seder, that's the chiddush of shtar. The shtar always includes more Haggadah Seder than had happened at the time that it was signed. The Edom, that's what the Pnei Yeshua put, the receivers quotes the Pnei Yeshua. The Edom always sign before the husband gives a get to the wife. They just sign, all they know at the time that he's signing is that he's interested in giving a get. And then later he gives a get and we say, oh, the woman is holding out to the get. The Chasimis testify that the husband gave it. How did the Chasimis testify? It was given after they signed, after they died already. So that the Chiddush did in Hilchos Shtar, that all of this is anything that's necessary to take place in order to make the Shtar effective, and that probably did take place, all of this is included in the Haggadah Seidus of the Shtar. So the Ravid claims that just like the Mishnah says on Samach Gimel Amid Beis, that the Isha has to appoint her Shliach LeKabbalah in the presence of two witnesses, so to the Baal has to appoint a shliach lahailoch in the presence of two witnesses. But you don't have to have two people standing. It's not like there's a game bridge, I think, where you have a person just sits there and he doesn't do anything. One of the card game ducks, no? So you don't need the two Adams standing there and watching necessarily when the husband appoints a shliach lahailoch asaget. Even if the husband appoints a shliach lahailoch beinola beinon, nobody's watching, but later on it'll be covered with raya seders. When the husband gives the get to the shliach and he travels to California, he's going to have the shtar has two chasimis, and the two chasimis are testifying that he is the shliach. Otherwise, the shtar is meaningless, and the shtar is made that it is meaningful. So the shliach is holding on to the shtar, and the shtar is kilu, it's testifying that he is the shliach. That's how the Ravid claims. So the Ravid says that you need edus l'kiyum adava not only when the wife appoints a shliach l'kabbalah. You need it also when the husband appoints the shliach la'alocha, except that most of the time, if you have Edom signed on the bottom of the get, that's the equivalent of Edus l'kiyum adava on the fact that the husband appointed the shliach, because the Edom don't require Edus l'kiyum adava. They should actually be standing there and watching. If it's covered with Raya's Edom, that's also called Edus l'kiyum adava. The Ravid writes this in disagreement. Where did the Ravid get this idea from? That the shtar is made that he is the shliach. Wow, where did that come from? The shtar is made for the wife. The shtar only gives a Haggadah Seidus for the Baal HaShtar. The shtar, the terminology is, the shtar is always, the writing of the shtar has to be authorized by the Das HaMischayev. The Loive tells the Edom, sign a shtar that I owe him $5,000. The Malvin can't tell the Edom, sign a shtar. The Malvin is the one on whose benefit the shtar is testifying. The Loive is the one against whom the shtar is testifying. So the loiva has to, the Edom can't sign a shtar without the authorization of the loiva. So we call the loiva is the das ha-meschayv, he's the one against whom the shtar testifies. And then the shtar, every shtar in the world has to be authorized, the ksivas hashtar has to be authorized by the Das HaMeschayev, and it has to be handed over to the Bal HaShtar. Bal HaShtar is the one for whom it was intended to be given over. The shtar doesn't give a Haggadah Seydis, doesn't begin to give a Haggadah Seydis until you have the Tfisas Bal HaShtar. So the Raivin holds this Chiddush, that not only is the Isha the Bal HaShtar, when the get is given to the Isha, then it gives a Haggadah Seydis. When the husband gives it to the Shliach is a Bal HaShtar. And the shtar is made on the shliach, that he is a shliach. Even it doesn't say a word in the shtar. Doesn't say anything in the shtar about a shliach. Doesn't say he's going to send the shtar. Doesn't matter, that's the Ravid sheet. The Ravid quotes that he got it from the Mishnah. At the end of the third perek, I think. There's a Mishnah. There's a Mishnah that a Shliach. Oh, here. The end of the second pair. Excuse me. Right over here. On Chof Gimel Amid Beis. There's a din in the end of Yevamos. That in the Torah you need two kosher Eidim to testify. To testify that the husband is dead. And that's called Dov Shem Yerva. But with the Rabbanon, Mishum Meguna, Kila Be Rabbanon, Shveredin, Mishum Meguna, Kila Be Rabbanon, if an Eidecha testifies that the husband is dead, so then he's believed and the woman is permitted to remarry. Except there are Chomish Nashim, there are five women who don't get along, they dislike each other, they're jealous of each other. So if any one of those five women comes to say that my sister-in-law, my mother-in-law, my daughter-in-law, is committed to remarry because the husband died. So we're choshed that maybe they're telling a lie, maybe they want to mess them up. Maybe they wanted to remarry and then they want the husband to come back, that she should have to get divorced from the first husband, from the second husband, because they're jealous of each other. So the Mishnah says, even those, the Mishnah Chav Gimel Amud Beis says, Af HaNoshim, even though Chomish Noshim, Shein and Amon Islam Amaze Bailo, that those women are not believed to testify in the end, if Yivam had their Agunis, they're not believed to say that the husband died. But over here, if one of those women, the shliach lo halachas haget, can be a man, can be a woman, can be a relative, can be a non-relative, it doesn't matter. You can make any person, it has to be a bardas, has to be a godel, it can't be a cotton, but it can be an isha, it can be a relative. So if one of the five women, a sister-in-law, daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, one of those, a co-wife and so on, if one of those women is the shliach lo halachas haget, and she testifies b'fanei nechtam, so she's believed to say that. That's what it says. Even the five women on the monas lo havias gita. And the Mishnah lists off who they are. Then the Mishnah asks, "Ma ben get lemisa? Why is there a difference? How come by misa to testify the husband is dead, the five women are chashuda, is that they're going to lie? How come by the get you're not afraid that they're going to lie?" The Mishnah answers, "Shehaksav mochiach." By the Meis Baila, the woman comes and she says the husband is dead. You go bring her a dead body. No, she has no evidence. No, I was there at the funeral. He's dead. So maybe she's making up a lie just in order to trip her up, in order to mess her up. But here she comes with a get. She says, this is the get, the husband wrote the get. So the Mishnah says, Aksab Mochir. So the Pashup Pshat in the Mishnah means like this. Over there by Meis Baila, maybe there's she's making up a story from thin air. There's no Raglaim Ladova that indicates at all that any of this is true. So you have to be concerned, you have to be Chosh. Maybe she's telling a lie. Over here, Chosh, there's something. So what are you going to say? Maybe she faked it, maybe she forged the whole thing. Maybe she gave somebody money to write a fake get. It's easier to assume it's done. Aksav machich za shtikl raglaim ledover that it's done. That's the Pashup Pshat. So the Ravid, in his commentary in the side of the Rambam, when he disagrees with the Rambam, he says, no, haksav machiach means that the Eidim on the get are not only made that the husband is interested in the bond, it's made that I am the shliach lo halacha. I am the shliach is the Bal HaShtar. She wasn't even there at the time the Eidim signed. Could even be the Eidim who signed the get died before the husband even appointed the Shliach L'Halacha. Doesn't matter. That's included in this Halacha. Mistama HaKol Be'ach Shanasa. If the Shliach holds on to the get and it has Chasim's Eidim on the bottom and he says, I am the Shliach, so the Ksav Mochiach means, that's how the Ravid read it, the Ksav Mochiach, the Eidim on the bottom, included in the Haggadah Seydis of the Shtar is that he is the Shliach. So the Ravid writes, based on his pshat in this Mishnah, it's a very fascinating pshat. On the level of the Raisi, he comes up with a new Einfall over here. So the Ravid writes, whenever the husband appoints a shlich lo ilochas a get, and the get has two edim signed on the bottom, so you always have edis lekiyum adavor that the husband appointed the shlich. Even if the husband appoints a shlich beno lebeno, nobody's watching. But later, after he appoints him, he gives him the get. Oh, so the chasim is on the bottom. So says edis lekiyum adavor that he is the shlich. That's the Ravid. The Rambam says not so. The Rambam says the Mishnah in Samach Gimel only requires Eidus Lekim Adover when the wife appoints the Shliach Lekabbalah. When the husband appoints the Shliach Leiloch HaSaget, there's no need for Eidus Lekim Adover. For the Mazeh Doima, the Rambam writes, what is this to be compared to? This is to be compared to the case a man wants to buy real estate, man wants to sell real estate, man wants to make a Shliach to be Mafresh Truma. So the Rambam says, since when do you need Eidus Lekim Adavar when he makes a shliach to buy, to sell, to be mafresh truma? You don't need a shliach. You don't need Eidus Lekim Adavar there. So who had the nami over here? When the husband appoints a shliach, lo ilochas aget, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adavar.
Right, but that's Dovah Shebe'erva.
So there's no tzushta, it's a hapele. That's not a Dovah Shebe'erva. When you make the kinyan on the house, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adavar. When you mafresh truma, you don't need Eidus Lekim Adavar. The hir gevalt by the get, you need Eidus Lekim Adavar when he gives over the get. So and when he gives the get, when the shliach, when the stranger gives the get to the isha, it's nothing. He has to be the shliach lo hilacha. So if there is no edus lekim adav at the time that he was appointed, so it's as if the get, as if the nesinus aget is lacking edus lekim adav. So what kind of a tushta, what is the Rambam talking about over here? So apparently the Rambam seems to have understood, Rav Chaim has this in a sefer, in Hilchos Yibam Bachalitza, he doesn't have it on this Rambam, he writes it on a different Rambam. Rav Chaim claims that the Rambam's opinion is, The idea behind Eidus Lekiyum Adavar is a vort in the Das Dovah Shebe'erva. That when the Baal gives Kiddushin or the Baal gives a get, you need a higher level of Das than you would require by Mekach HaMemta or by Hafroshas Truma. So to elevate the level of Das to a higher level, we require that he should express the Das in public, in the presence of two Eidim. So Rav Chaim says, by Chalitza, by Yibum, the Rambam's opinion is that you don't need Eidus Lekiyum Adavar. It's a question, it's a little unclear. Bishlam Melech raises the question. So Rav Chaim understands in the Rambam that the Rambam's opinion was that you don't need Eidus Lekim Adavar by Chalitza and by Yibum. Why? Because by Yibum you don't need Das at all. Even if the husband, he thought he's having a beer with his own wife. The Mishnah says in Yibum is that he's kind of the Yibum, as long as he knew he's having beer. So he doesn't even have to have in mind at all to be kind of the Yibum. And Chalitza also, Rav Chaim proves from the Gemara, is that you don't need at all a higher level of Das. You don't even need Das, you just need Kavana. So Rav Chaim says, the Rambam Shita is that Eidus Lekim Adav is only needed when you need a higher level of Das. And Das, Dov, should be Ervo, on the Nesinus Aget, on the Nesinus HaKedushin, that's a higher level of Das. So the Rambam reads very smoothly. The Rambam says like this, when the husband appoints a Shliach Lohelochas Aget, he's not expressing Das Gerushin at that time. The Das Gerushin will be expressed when the Shliach Lohailocha will deliver the get to the wife. Then you need a higher level of Das. Then the Shliach has to express the Das Gerushin in the presence of two Eidim. But when the husband appoints a Shliach Lohailocha, like a man appoints a Shliach to do Mekach HaMemkar, a man appoints a Shliach to be Mafresh Truma, why should you need Eidus Lekim Adavar? He's not expressing a higher level of Das that he should have to express it in public. So if that's the way the Rambam understood, so Manish Tana, how come the Isha, when she appoints a Shliach LeKabbalas Aget, so why does she need it? The Rambam quotes the Mishnah, and the Mishnah sounds like, when the woman appoints a Shliach LeKabbalas Aget, you do need Eidus Lekim Adavar. So what is that all about? So apparently the Rambam understood, normally a get is Bal Korcha. But whenever it's a get, so because normally a get is Bal Korcha, we don't begin to understand how can a woman ever make a shliach lekabbalah. It doesn't make sense. The Yerushalmi's kasha. To appoint a shliach, you have to be the balabas. With the power that I have to make this kinyan, I transfer the power. So what does the Gzeres HaKosev tell you? So the Rambam apparently understood that it's not glat, an exception to the rule. This Gzeres HaKosev tells me that there are two brands of get. The normal get is when the get is given directly to the Isha, it can be given Bali Daso Isha, Bal Korcha. But when the Isha wants to make a Shliach, then the Halacha, in order to enable her to make a Shliach, the Halacha says, we do need her Das, and she has to express her Das at the time that she appoints the Shliach. Mm-hmm. Normally you express the Das at the time of the Kinyan, when the husband gives the get over. Here, no. The Isha has to express Das Gerishin at the time that she wants to appoint the Shliach. The requirement for her expressing Das Gerishin, she's a Balabas. on expressing Das Gerushin, and that's when the Nabal started to appoint the Shliach. It's not that it's just an exception to the rule that she can make a Shliach L'Kabbal even though it doesn't make any sense. No, the Halacha says that she, whenever she wants to have the get by the Shliach, the Halacha requires Das Isha at the time that she appoints the Shliach L'Kabbal. So that's why the Rambam understood that you require Eidus L'Kiyum Adova when the Isha appoints a Shliach L'Kabbal. Just like you need Eidus L'Kiyum Adova when the actual Gerushin is taking place, when the actual Kiddushin is taking place. That's how the Rambam seems to have understood. So that's getting back to our Gemara Chafal from Manal. We don't paskin like Abai, we paskin like Rava, that it's good. If the husband wrote a get, and he put the get in his chutz, and then he's makna the chutz of the matana to the wife, Rava says it's good, if he paskin is good. We paskin whatever, it's a machwek, it's Abai, but Rava, we paskin like Rava. It's not from the Yalkigab. But the Gemara is trying to understand, what did Abai hold over here? Abai chapters Rava, and he says that it can't be good, it's a felt in the sina. If he, Azmedafon Kuman, that the Isha has to agree to be kind of the chutzir, so you need her consent to be kind of the chotzer. So if you need her consent, if you need her das, so it's like kligitach magabi karka. The baal isn't the whole baal of us to do it in the sina. That was Abai's taina. So the Gemara says, what kind of a narish taina? What kind of a taina is that? What about every case of a shliach lekabola? Shliach lekabolos is only midaita. Can't be baal korcha. So don't you see that that's not a taina? She makes the shliach lekabola. She buys the chot, kind of the chotzer, and then a mele the get works. So what's, isn't it the same as a shlich? So Abai says, no. Abai says, Otto shlichus miyodis rabbi, no, me bishilch vishilchus rabbi. That's a different parsha. When you have a get ayde shliach, you taka need das isha. If not for the fact that the halacha requires das isha, she wouldn't be able to appoint the shliach. It's an exception to the rule. In what way is it an exception to the rule? Not that it breaks the rules. No, the it's a new parsha of gerish. That sometimes you can give a get requiring Daso Isha, and because you require Daso Isha, that's what enables her to make a Shlich L'Kabbal. That's the first suggestion within Abaye. See, Rava doesn't have any problem. Rava doesn't see any problem at all. So Rava doesn't have to get involved in this at all. But what is Rava's position about this question? So the Rambam paskins, like the first version of Abaye, Rambam holds that that's, Rava holds like the first version of Abaye. Then the Gemara says, the Iboyis, Ema. And if you want, you can say a different answer. What's the other answer? That it's not correct that there are two parshiyos of Gerushin. That's very, the Rambam sounds like, he holds like that. Otherwise, you don't understand the Rambam. Why do you need Eidus L'Kiyum Adova when the Isha appoints a Shlich L'Kabbalah, not when the Baal appoints a Shlich L'Ailochas? It sounds very much that is the Rambam Shita. So the Gemara says, V'iboy, you say, man, if you want to, you can say a different Mahalach. Shliach lekabbal is an exception to the rule. Every rule has an exception to the rule. You never need Daso Isha. You never need Daso Isha. And nonetheless, you can make a shliach lekabbal. But the fact that the Isha can appoint a shliach lekabbal as a get, that's not an indication that she's helping out in the Nesina. No, that's just in order to create the Yad. The Halacha says, v'nasam b'yada, so she just creates the Yad over there. V'haraya, that if you can have a situation where the Torah is kaveh that the Isha has another Yad, then you can give the get into the Yad Ha'isha, that extra Yad, even Bal Korcha. For example, the Gemara says, v'yisayim ishlichis l'kabbala nam yashkechon Bal Korcha. It's not like the first version of the Gemara was. There's another parsha of Gerish and Gerish and Aidei Shliach LeKabbalah, and whenever the Isha makes a Shliach LeKabbalah, then you need Daso Isha for the Gerish. The second version is no. Even when the Isha is not accepting the get in person, even when there's some, usually in order that the Isha should have a Shliach, she has to appoint a Shliach. But once in a Yovel, you can have a case where the Isha becomes Mizgaresh as Aidei Shliach, and the Halacha appoints the Shliach. She didn't appoint at all. When is that? If the girl is a ktana or a naira before the age of 12 and a half, before the age of 12, she's a ktana. And then the next half a year, between the age of 12 and 12 and a half, she's a naira. And kol zman, she's still a ktana or a naira, she's still bishus aviyah. Unless there was nisuin. The Mishnah has in the end of Nedarim that there are two ways that a woman leaves her father's bishus. Either nisuin, if nisus, let's say the father, not only did the girl get married with kiddushin, the girl had nisuin as well. So once the girl is nisus, so she leaves the rishus av legamrei, and she's no longer rishus aviyah. And another case where she leaves the rishus aviyah is when she becomes a bogeris. When she reaches the age of 12 and a half, a bogeris is no longer rishus aviyah. The girl is only rishus aviyah when she's a ktana or a naira. So let's say the girl is still a ktana or a naira, not a bogeris, and she's only an arusa. She never had nisuin. So she's still b'shus avir. So the Mishnah says later in Gittin, in the Samachs, the Mishnah says that the husband, if he wants to divorce the wife, can give the get to the father. He can either give the get to the girl directly, or he can give the get to the father. So the Gemara here seems to understand, this is a question. Where's that Mishnah Taka? Here, Samach Dalar Amadeis. There's a Mishnah on Samach Dalar Amadeis. Mishnah says, Naira Hamu Rasa. You have to have both conditions. She should be a Naira or a Ketana. She shouldn't be a Bogeris. Once she's already past the age of 12 and a half, a Bogeris, she's not Bishus Avir. And she has to be a Amurasa. If she's already a Nesua, she already had Nesuan, then she leaves the Rishus of the father. So if she's still not yet a Bogeris and not yet a Nesua, and her husband decides to divorce her, so the Tanakama has a Machlekes Hatanoim. So we paskin like the Chachamim, either he or Avia Mekablam Asgito. The husband can either divorce her by giving the get to the wife in person, or he can divorce her by giving the get to the father. That's a discussion. Can you give the get to the Ketana? The Pashta says that yes. Pashta says that Rashi originally said no, and Rashi backed out. That's a question, a detail. It's in a very important detail, but that's a detailed question. So we'll leave it out for the meanwhile. If we get to Samach Dalar, we'll have to discuss that. Okay. But... So we paskin like the Chachamim in the Mishnah. You can either give the get to the wife or to the father. So the Gemara has a discussion. The Gemara has a discussion. What kind of a... Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, in the third line of the Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda can't be. Whoever heard of a thing that someone is a Bailam on something, it's either me or you can be the Bailam on the thing. How can it be? Let's say two people are shutfim in a hotel. So two people are shutfim in a business. So I own 75%, you own 25%. I own 50%, you own 50%. Whatever. So I'm the Bailam on my share, you're the Bailam on your share. You can't have two people Bailam on the exact same thing. You can have, I am the Balabos, and I appoint to the Shliach. I authorize my agent, my real estate agent, he can sell the house. See, that he sells the house, or I sell the house. Kol HaKodim Zocha. If he sells it first, his sale is valid. If I sell it first, my sale is valid. But that's not two Bailam on the same thing. When the lekeach buys the house, who gets the money? I get the money. The agent doesn't take the money. The agent is just a shliach. So that's where Rabbi Yehuda Tain is against the Chachamim. That's ridiculous. What do you mean? The husband wants to divorce his wife, who's a naira, hamurasa. He has a brera, either to give the get to the husband, either to give the get to the wife, or to give the get to the father. So Rabbi Yehuda says, how can it be? Who is the bailam on the kabbalas aget? Is it the father? Or is it the wife? How can you have a brera, either this or that? It doesn't make any sense. So the Chachamim say, no, you find just like by Shaliach, one person is the Bailam and the other one is the Shliach. So what's the... We pass like the Chachamim. So who is the Bailam and who is the Shliach? That's a question. Is she the Bailam? That's what we would have said. She is the main Bailam. She's the wife. She's like the wife. She's the main Bailam. And the father is Shliach. But the Ramban has a whole shtickle Torah there. He proves from the Gemara that it's the reverse. That the father is the Bailam, and the daughter can act on behalf of the father. But Hasvar no Senes, you can argue the point very strongly the other way. So that's what it said. That's what Abai says. The second version on Ardaf. The boy is Seiman Chofala from Al. The boy is Seiman. Shlichus lekabola nam yashkecham bal kochul. You have a case where somebody accepts the get on behalf of the wife, and the wife never appointed him as a shliach. The halacha appoints a man as a shliach, and in that case, you don't need das or isha. There is no halacha. There are two parshias in gerishin. Whenever it's gerishin, ayde shliach or isha, then you need gerishin midaita. Anechta getov shekeinav mekabel get lebita ktana bal korcha. So this gemara understands what you said, that when we paskin halacha kechachomim the Rabbi Yehuda, we paskin like the rabbanon the Rabbi Yehuda and Rav Samachdal, that the husband can either give the get to his wife or to the father by the naira hamarasa. The ikar bailam on the gerishin is the wife. And he can give it to the father. The father is like a shliach, but it's an unusual shliach. Usually, the woman has to appoint the shliach lekabola. Here, the Torah appointed the father as a shliach lekabola, even without her consent. And when she has the shliach lekabola, you don't need anybody. The get can be given to the father bal korchai. So you see that even by a shliach lekabola saget, there is no new parsha that when you have a shliach lekabola saget, you need dasu isha. It's not true. Here you can have a case, shlich lekabola, namely the get is given to the father, and you don't need das risha.
But
it's a different story by Sevilla.
Father marries off.
By Sevilla, it's a different concept.
That's the question. When the father marries off the daughter, bitoktano anairo, is it that the father sort of is representing the daughter as if the Torah declares the father as a shliach? Because he does for the best interest of his daughter. So he marries her off. Well, no, it's like a balabos. I own real estate, I can sell my house. So it's as if, kivayoch, as if I own my daughters, and I have the right to marry them off. I'm the balabos. I'm not a shliach.
You can make an
omoivriya
the same way.
Right,
Well, omoivriya, the pashta certainly is that the father's a balabos. He's not representing her as a shliach. For haraya, but the halach is that a woman can never sell herself as an omoivriya. A man can either be a Moicher Atzmo or a Machru Bez, and a woman, the Rambam quotes from the Gemara, a woman can never be a Moicher Atzmo. There is no parasha Moicher Atzmo by a woman. So how can you have the father sell the daughter's Omavriya? So it cannot mean that it's as if the father is doing a shliach for her.
She can't do it herself.
So that the pashta certainly is. The father is entitled to Maisi Odeho. Whatever earnings she makes.
It's with the Kiddushin. The woman, when the marriage, yeah. The daughter, the father gets the Kiddushin. It's an agent. Gives it over to the
right,
bride.
Right. So that's a question. Maybe this is a special kind of an agent. You treat the father as if he's a shliach who's mekadosh the daughter on her behalf, as if he's representing her. Oh no, the father is the balabos. So you can clear the shaila by the father's ability to marry off the daughter, by the father's ability to receive the get for the daughter. So the Ramban on Samach Dalet claims that the father is the Ika Bailam. By the Kiddushin, the father is the Bailam. By the Gerishin, the father is the Bailam. And even though I can give the get to the daughter, to the wife, directly, the daughter is like a shliach for the father. The daughter is a shliach for the father. And this Gemara is saying the second version of Abba. He's saying Fakir. That is not so. Fakir, the father is representing the daughter as if he's a shliach. It's an exception to it. Normally, a shliach lekabolah, the isha has to appoint. And here the Torah says that the halacha appoints the father as a shliach. And the Gemara is trying to bring out the idea that despite the fact that Kabbalah Saget, i.e. the father, is a parsha of shlichas, but it can be Balkorchav the father, Balkorchav the daughter. So you see that there is not true what the first Lashon in the Gemara said. That's the second Lashon disagrees. Not true what we said in the first Lashon, that there's another parsha of Gerishin i.e. shlich. It's not true at all. The word is that the get ayidei shliach is also balkarcha. The get ayidei shliach is also balkarcha. It's an exception to the rule that the woman has the ability to appoint the shliach, even though she's not a bailam on the gerish, and she can appoint. The Torah has an exception to the rule, breaks the rule, she can appoint the shliach. Once she appoints the shliach, it's not that you need dasu isha for the kavolas get. Not at all. So that's what Abaye Tain is. Every get has to be able to be balkarcha. And even when you have a get ayidei shliach, it's also bal karcha, the harayef and the father, it's also bal karcha. But your case, Rav's case of the get, where the husband puts a get in his own chotzer, and he's makta the chotzer tadisha, he says that's only going to work midaita, it's not going to work bal karcha. So Abaye Tain is that's a chisaron of teligitech magabi karcha. So the Gemara is giving the two ways to understand how can Abaye disagree with Rav? So how's Abaye going to understand the whole din of shliach lekabbalah? The Gemara gave two teruts, but we don't pass on like Abaye anyway. But the issue that was brought up by the two versions of Abaye is relevant to Allah according to Rav also. How does one understand the nature of the din that the Isha has the ability to appoint the Shliach LeKabbalah? So the Rambam takes a stand on this. The Rambam passes like Rav, he doesn't pass like Abaye, but the Rambam there by the Edis Lekim Adover takes a stand, he holds like the first version in the Gemara. He holds Halacha L'maisa that the two parshias of Gerishin and the parsha of Get, the Shliach LeKabbalah, is a new parsha that needs Dasa Isha for the Gerishin. That's why you need her Edis Lekim Adover at the time that she appoints the Shliach LeKabbalah. It's Achidish.
It appears to me that when you say the word Nakata and he gives her the Get, that it requires an active passive. And in all these cases, when he was active, directly or indirectly, by a shtar being an indirect, but he's still active, it works. And there's no question. When it's passive, and we learn all these complicated situations.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. That's the whole premise of the Gemara. That's the whole discussion. The premise is that you need Nesinas Haget. The Baal has to do the Nesina. So the question is,
What if you have a partial participation on the part of the woman? Is that good? There's a shadal halacha. Let's say if the husband would roll up the get like a diploma, our practice is you don't roll up the get, you fold up the get like this, and the woman stands there with the hands open like this, and the Baal puts the get into her hand. So we mentioned, I think, Rabbi Kivego, you have to fold it up so small that the whole thing should be in her hand. He says, if it sticks out a little bit, that's already hagbor, and that's no good. He says, the only two kinyanim that work are yad and chotzer. Other kinyanim are no good. So yad is only what's in the hand. If the get sticks up a little bit, so that's avir yad. If it's directly above the hand. So just like the Gemara says, chotzer is good and avir chotzer is good. So yad is good and avir yad. But if it sticks out sideways, he quotes Rabbi Kivega, quotes in the Sibis, they were contemporaries. Rabbi Kivega quotes in the Sibis that whatever sticks out is hagbor, and hagbor he claims is no good for a get. That's what Rabbi Kivega says based on a Yerushalmi, that shah kinyanim are no good. And Shulchan Aruch they paskin like Tosfos later in Gittin. There's a Tosfos a few blocks from here. Tosfos says beferish hagbor is good, and Mashiach is good, all the kinyanim are good. Not only a yad or chotzer, hagbor Mashiach is also good. So the minig ha'olam is most rabbanim are not makbid like Rabbi Kivega, but they are makbid that the woman should be passive. It's not that he rolls up to get like a diploma and he says hareza gitach and she takes it and she turns the tassel on the side. No, he has to do the whole nesina. That what would be the din? What would be the din if he taki gives her? He says hareza gitach and she takes it like this. So that's a shaila. That's a shaila later on ayin ches. Some rishonim say it's taka no good. Most of the rishonim hold that it is good. Since he did the haskalah, he went like this, even though he didn't put it in her hand.
She couldn't get it.
He stretched it out. Right, she's over there. So he gave the get like this, and she took it. So since he did orak lecharze, the Gemara has a case, orak lecharze, the Gemara has a case like this. The husband has the get over here, and he says, take the get. He's tired, he's old, he's sick, he's dying. He says, take the get. So the Gemara says that it's good. She takes the get. Gemara says, Takasha, what do you mean? To leave the Magabi character is no good. And for the Gemara, the orak lecharze, he has the get like this, and he leans over, he says, here, take the get. So since he did the haskalas on his sina and she did the gemar, so it's good. That's how most of the Rishonim say. And some Rishonim say, no, he leaned over and the get fell into her hands. But if he only gives like a diploma, he gives like this and she takes it, so some Rishonim holds taka no good. So that's the whole discussion. Avada v'nosim b'yada means that he has to do the active nesina. Passive is no good. That's the whole verb. And the debate of Abai with Rav is, maybe the fact that you need Das or Isha to facilitate the Nesina, that it should be meaningful, maybe that already ruins the Nesina of the Baal. Maybe that's already a Chisar of Tlegitach Magabi Karka. So Rabbi holds it's not a Chisar. We pass like Rabbi, it's not a Chisar. Abai Gehalten that it is a Chisarin, and Zayn Adoyma to Shliach Le Kabbalah. And there were two versions why Abai held that it's Zayn Adoyma.
Why isn't this the color of Tassel Eleven Osir? He puts it in...
Something like Tassel Eleven Osir, right? So it's along the lines, right. Tassel Eleven Osir, you have to have a pasuk that you need Osir.
Yeah, but here, let's say, he puts it in the, for his chotzer, and then he's going to be making the chotzer.
Right,
that's
right.
Already like writing on a makubah and then cutting it off.
Right, right. That's exactly, that was Abai's taina. So that was, but Tesis formulates the kasha, and how is it good? So Tosfos doesn't fully explain. Where was it? Ayin Zayin on the base. The second Tosfos on Ayin Zayin on the base asks. The Lahavik model complete the Kitach Magabi Karka. This is the case that Tosfos talks about. The husband was sick on Shabbos. He was dying. He wanted to give his wife a get because he had no children, and he wanted to be mata her from. He wanted to give her a get. She shouldn't have to be. She shouldn't be an aguna. She shouldn't require chalitza. But he didn't have the get in the same place with him, or the get was mukta, the two pshatim and the taisa get. So he was makna, the chotzer in which the get was located, and then she was kind of the get with the kinya chotzer. Rav is din, that's Rav speaking there, this was Rav is din. Put the get in his own chotzer. At the time he put the get in his chotzer, he didn't put it l'shem gerishin. He was just sitting there on Friday. The sefer wrote the get late Friday afternoon, and he put it in his desk drawer, and he planned to give it after Havdalah. And then he got very sick on Shabbos, holding by the yet, and then he wants to give her the get on Shabbos, so he's makna the whole chotzer. So Tosfos has the kasha, but Tlegitach Magabi Karka, how is it good? She does. That's exactly the chiddush of Rava, that it's not. So what does it mean? So that's how Reb Chaim interpreted. He said, since you need das makna of the Baal, so das makna is the nesina. So that's why Abai Chep is no, but the nesina is not finished. The nesina is not meaningful unless the isha is maskin. So the fact that you need her haskama, doesn't that ruin the nesina? Isn't that tlegitach magabi karka? And Rav holds no, it's it's not a chisa.
I'm not hold by a tnai get. Where it's totally the das isha to kind of tnai.
Yeah,
there's a chisa. I also hold that it wouldn't be a good tnai.
No. The maisa gerishin. He did the nesina on the maisa gerishin. The tnai was that she should pay him off $100,000, or she should go fly to the moon, or whatever crazy tnai. No, but the maisa gerishin, he did the maisa nesina. He did the mice in the scene, the Bishas HaGerish. Tonight is Milsach Rita. That's a separate thing. Okay. On the bottom line on Chof Aleph, I'm an Aleph, the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, you can write the get on anything, any kind of a background. A la Kol Kaisen. You can even write a la Keren Shalpora. You can write the get on the horn of a cow, and you give the whole cow to the woman, or you write on the Yad HaEved, and you give the whole Eved to the Isha. Feg the Gemara Akasha. If he writes the get on the Yad HaEved, he tattoos it. The Gemara said, Seves Kaka. If he writes the get on the Yad HaEved, so you understand why he's not going to cut off the arm and give it. How can you cut off the arm of an Eved? He's a human being. Yeah. You can't do that. But if he writes the get on the Keren Haporo, why does the Mishnah say, V'noisen Loes Haporo? Why should it be so generous that he should give the whole Poro? Why doesn't he just cut off
the horn
and give it a horn? That's the Gemara's kasha. Bishleim yad the yeved lo yepsha lemikatye. You can't cut off the hand of the yeved, so you have no choice. It's an issa. You can't cut off a person's arm, so you have no brera. You have to give over the whole yeved. Rashi over here is very strange. The tapicha le'enecha. So the Gemara says those are two lam lo yosef pen yosef. If you beat somebody up unnecessarily, even if he deserves malchus. But you give him one extra malchus, more than the halacha requires, so that's already enough here. Kal v'chaimer, if the Bez never passed him that he deserves malchus at all, just go over and you beat somebody up. So you rave on a lav. The Gemara says that usually you get malchus if you violate a lav. But here, this lav, the Torah says you got to pay money. If you beat somebody up, you got to pay nezik tzari b'shalit b'shalit. What if I slap them and there's nothing to pay? Let's say there's no nezik tzari b'shalit, nothing to pay. Then the Gemara says you get malchus. He came hakosh ein b'shal v'pruto. So the Gemara says, you go back to the din that you get malchus. If I beat him up and there's something to pay, then nezek atzara ripu shevus and boishes. So then the Gemara says, beferish rips the Torah chayvul v'chaber le'tashlumen. The pasuk says you got to pay tashlumen, and you can't make him pay and get malchus. The pasuk says kidei rishasoi. You only give one punishment and not the other, and you don't say give him the malchus and let him be off the hook. Let him not pay. No, the chumash says you pay, but if he came hakosh ein b'shal v'pruto. Then the Gemara says, we give him the Malkus. Then you do give him the Malkus. It's worse.
But that's all, but so far we only learned the Chircha from this. How do you know this is holds true by a guy?
Why it says a Chircha? If he eats Chaza, we don't give him any punishment. It's permitted to eat Chaza. If he does Malach on Yontif, we don't give him any Malkus. Whenever the Nochri violates any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs, then in there. So the Gemara says, Azarasim Zui Misasim. Whenever he violates anything, he gets an Einish Misa. But if you beat up a goy, the Pashto says you have the same love. The mitzvah Shebin Adam Machaveiro, do they apply to a Nochri or not? So the Pashto says that it splits between the mitzvah Sesei and the mitzvah Sloy Sesei. To go out of my way to do the Milas Chesed for the Nochri, to go lend the money, or to go be Mevaka Choyle, or to go Hafnasas Kala, or to go Halvayas Hameis or something. So the Pashto says, you're only mechuyev to do for others who are mechuyev to do back for you in exchange. It's a reciprocal eschayus. So it's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs Benarech. They're not mechuyev to do back for me. So if he eats chaza, we don't give him any punishment. It's permitted to eat chaza. If he does Moloch on Yontif, we don't give him any malchus. Whenever the Nochri violates any one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Benarech, so the Gemara says, Azarasim Zui Misas. Whenever he violates anything, he gets an Einish Misa. But if you beat up a goy, the Pashto says you have the same love. The mitzvah Shebin Adam Machaveiro. Do they apply to a Nochri or not? So the Pashto says that it splits between the Mitzvah Sesei and the Mitzvah Sloy Sesei. To go out of my way to do a Gemilas Chesed for the Nochri, to go lend the money, or to go be Mevaka Choyle, or to go Hafnasas Kala, or to go Halvayas Hameis or something. So the Pashto says, you're only Mechuyev to do for others who are Mechuyev to do back for you in exchange. It's a reciprocal Eskaidah. So it's not from the Sheva Mitzvahs Benarech. They're not Mechuyev to do back for me. So the mail I'm not mechuyev to do for them because they're not mechuyev to do back for me. But in the loy says it should be not machaver, not to ganve, not to kill, and not to steal, and not to be mazik, and so on. Choyvel. So the Pashto says that's not reciprocal. It doesn't have to be. What do you mean reciprocal? You're not allowed to. It's not that you are mechuyev to do in exchange for which he's mechuyev to do back. And aveir anisa. So the Pashto says the surim do apply ben adam lachaveiro, even to a nachri. You're not allowed to cheat the nachri in the same way you're not allowed to cheat the
yisur. No, because you don't say come like the rami mina.
The Gemara has a discussion. Whenever a person does an avera for which he really deserves to get malchus and to pay tashlumin, so there's a din of kidei rishasai. So what does that tell you? You give him the malchus and you don't make him pay, or you make him pay and you don't give him the malchus. So whatever the din is in other cases, but here the Gemara says beferish ripsa teira chayvah b'chaveru l'tashlumin. Here is beferish that he pays, and once he pays, he doesn't get the malchus because it says kidei rishasai. In other cases, there's a machlekes, and we pass him that you give him the malchus and he doesn't pay. But here, by chayv b'chaver, is a beferish of passing that he pays him, and mainly he doesn't get malchus. Unless he keu, hakosh ein b'shaver pruto, so then we give him the malchus because there's nothing to pay about. So he deserves malchus.
Could you say you're not allowed to do Eivim and Achayim, therefore you're not allowed to do Eivim and Adam?
No, Eivim and Achayim, you're not allowed to eat. You're not permitted to eat Eivim and Achayim. Even if the limb fell off by itself, you're not permitted to eat Eivim and Achayim. No, but it's an Issa Chayva Bachaveira, the Pashtas, so you're not allowed. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Dish Lema Yad Yevet, he wrote the get on the Yad Hoevet, and the Mishnah says he's got to give it the whole Evet. Avari has no choice. What's he going to do? He can't cut off the arm of the Evet. Ela Karen Shal Para, why does the Mishnah say he has to give it the whole Para? Lekatye, let him cut off the Karen, Velesvelo, let him just give it the Karen. Why does he have to be so generous? Muchif to give it the whole Para also, unless he wants to give it the Para for the Ksuba. Like we had a case before, he writes a get on a bar of gold, and he says, here's your get, and let the gold serve as the ksuba. Okay, so if he wants to give it a par, but the Mishnah sounds like he has to give it a whole parah for the gittin purposes. And for the Gemara, we discussed it then. Omakro, no, it's a pasuk, the kasa, the nosan lo, the mashmos of the pasuk is, mishenim chusva leksiva nesina. Right after the ksiva, you have to be able to do the nesina. You don't have to do the nesina immediately after the ksiva. Yeah. You can do the ksiva saget today, put it away in the desk, and then give the get 25 years later. But if it's mechusa maisa, I wrote the get on a keren shel para, and then I detach it from the para, and then I give it. So I did another maisa to the get. If I wrote the get and I put it in the drawer and I do a million and one things until 20 years later when I give the get, so I didn't do another mice on the get, but if I cut it off, I detached the get from the Karen, from the para, so I did another mice in between the nesina, the ksiva and the nesina. You ought to zet to the exclusion of this case, mechus ksiva ktsitsa nesina, if he detaches it, so then it's a psul. We discussed this, Rav Soloveitchik interpreted, the Rav interpreted pshat in this din, that the whole din of ksiva lishma means that the ksiva is the haskolas hagerishin. So that the ksiva should serve as haskolas hagerishin, you need that it should be mitzurif to the nesina. And if you do ksiva, then you do another maisa to the get, then you do nesina. So the mechusa maisa, the maisa done in between, is mevatul the tziruf. So memela felt in lishma. So memela the ksiva cannot be considered haskolas hagerishin. So that's called ksiva shaloi lishma. That's how he learned to do. And here the Tosis has a famous shaila. What if we discussed already? What if they wrote a get on a big piece of paper? And the get only takes up the first 14 lines, 12 lines for the get and 2 lines for the chsimus. And then he has a shod the paper. He doesn't want to give it such a big... So he takes the scissors and he cuts off the bottom of the paper. Is that called mechusa maisa? So first, Balei HaTosis start off, the Rashbam says in a whole... They quote... Chem Pirush HaBein Shmaya, and other Rishonim, Maisa HaBimei Rabbein Yitzchak Ben Menachem HaGansa, a whole group of Balei HaTosis held that the only time it's called Mechusa Maisa is if you detach a horn of the cow, or it's written, the get is written on a branch of a tree and you detach it. So that's something changed. It's attached to a live animal, or it's attached to the ground, a live tree, and then you detach it. But you just have a piece of paper, you cut off the bottom. The top piece of paper, nothing changed. It was a piece of paper before, it's a piece of paper now also. Nothing really changed. So the first Balei HaTosis held that that's not called Mechusa Maisa. And the later Balei HaTosis held, no, that we're Machmer on that. Halacha Maisa, we're Machmer on that. We said the only time we're Mekel is, let's say, we send a get in the mail. So we always puncture a hole here and a hole, and we always make 3 holes. And then we send Simonim that they should be able to identify that this is the same get that was written in Lishma. So we write in the... Dar Harshoe, we write that the get has these names and it's written with this date, and we say it has a neck of Yesh, Bitsadois Plaini, Bitsadois Plaini, Bitsadois Plaini, Bismana Gimore. It says later in the next paragraph, this paragraph, next paragraph. He said they used to just write neck of Yesh, Bitsadois Plaini. It has a hole next to this in this letter. That was Bizmana Gemara. It was very unusual that they had a hole in a get. But Bizmana said that's the standard practice. We puncture a hole in the get. So we want to make it that it should be a simen muvik. So if you make three holes in three different places, that's already shayna simen muvik. If you only have one hole, that may be a simen emtsoy. Simen emtsoy is a shayla if it's good by a get. By a shavas avei, the simen emtsoy is good. The Gemara says in Bava Metzia there are three levels of simonim. Let's say you find a dead body and the woman's husband is missing for the last few days. So you find a dead body in the river. She says, oh, my husband was tall and thin. And you find a dead body tall and thin. Well, half the people in the world are tall and thin. She says, short and fat. Half of the people are. They're short and fat. Half the people are tall and fat, short and thin, short and fat. So that's 25% of the people. So that's a simen garua. Then you have a simen amtsoi. A little better. Then you have a simen muvik. Simen muvik is echad mina yalev. So if you have a simen muvik, that's avada good for to identifying the get. If you have a simen emtsoi, for shavas aveda, the Gemara says it's good. But the Gemara is not sure whether it's good men atoira or it's only good men the rabbana. Maybe a simen emtsoi, the intermediate level of simen, is only good because hefke bez and hefke, the chacham have a right to make a takana the rabbana by didi mominis. But then by a get, there would be no good. So Bizmana Gemara Nekid Yesh Bitsara Is Ploini was a simen muvik. It was a rare thing that you have a hole in the middle of the get and they remember what letter is on. But Bizmana said that's the common practice. We always make a hole whenever you send a get in the mail. You make a hole. So we want, that's why we make three holes. If you have two or three simonim emtsoyim, so then they combine to become a simen muvik. So that's our practice. So the practice is you take the get and you puncture holes. Aye. But according to the later Bali Atesis, it's because a maisa, you did a maisa, so that's what...
That's the art of giving, that's an extension of giving it to her. You make sure she's getting an authentic gift.
Yeah, but you did a maisa to the guest.
You also folded it to put it into the envelope also.
No, the folding that is, but over here you detached it. So the Rishonim say, no, if you have a big piece of paper and you rip off this part, so then I can say I ripped off the bottom from the guest. I can say I ripped the guest off from the bottom. You can say this way, you can say that way. So say this way, what do you mean? You ripped off the get from the bottom of the paper, so you did another maisa to the get. You did ksiva, then you did ktsitsa, then you did nesina, says mechusa maisa. But if you take a get and you puncture holes, so what are you going to say? No, the Rishonim say like this. They say a different word. They say when you puncture tiny holes, what are you going to say? I took the get away from this tiny piece of paper.
No.
No, you took the tiny piece of paper from the get. The get is so big and the hole is so tiny. The piece of paper, you can't say either this way or that way. If you take a get and you rip it in half, so you can say I cut the get off from the bottom. I cut the bottom off from the get. So you say you cut the get off from the bottom. So it's because of mice. But here you can't say both ways. That's what the Rishonim said, to make a nekev, tiny nekovim, you're not going to say, oh, he removed the get from the tiny little particle of paper. No, he took the particle of paper from the get. So that's not called mechusa mais.
But he ripped from the top.
Shtar harsha, what does that mean?
Shtar harsha. Shtar harsha is a shtar minui shliach. Like when you sell a chometz. We don't sell a chometz to the rabbi. We appoint the rabbi as a shliach to sell a chometz on our behalf. So the balabatim sign a shtar harsha authorization, la harshos. To give rishus. It's a document that we authorize the rabbi to serve as our shliach. So hashtar shah means the document that says that we authorize the shliach lohailochas aget to serve as a shliach. So usually, let's say the husband lives here in New York and the wife lives in California, so you're not going to send the shliach all the way to California especially. If you have someone going to California anyway, why not give him the get and tell him to deliver it in person? But we usually don't do that. The husband appoints a shliach and he sends a document in the mail. They call up from California and say, appoint Rabbi so-and-so as the shliach. So he sends a letter, I hereby appoint so-and-so as the shliach lo halachas haget, and I sent you the get in the mail, special delivery, Federal Express, whatever, and you can identify the get because it has these names and it has this date and this city and it has a hole over here and over here and over here. So we put the holes in to add simonim that he should be able to identify that this is the same get, that no one should think that they switched the get in the mail. Right, so that's the shtar hasho when he sends a document to the one who's going to ultimately serve as the shlich lailochas haget in California, that's a shtar mina shlichas, is a shtar hasho.
If you rip the get off from a long roll of paper on top, that's no good. May you write it?
That's the machlokas. No, that's the machlokas, and we're machma, right? That's the Taisus has the machlokas, and we're machma that it's no good. So Taisus Dreitzach, can you bring a raya that it is good, that it's no good? Taisus has a whole discussion from the later Gemara. Right. Then the next Gemara also we learned. Rabbi Yosef Glili says in the Mishnah, yeah, you can write a get on paper, you can write a get on parchment, you can write a get on wood, on metal, everything, but you cannot write a get on Balei Chaim. The Mishnah of Tanakam says you can write on a Keren Shalpur, you can write on the Yad Ho'eved. Rabbi Yosef Glili says, no, you cannot write on Balei Chaim, nor can you write on Oichlin. If you write on a cake, you write with icing, so he says that's no good.
The divorce cake.
A divorce cake, right. So Rabbi Yosef Glili says, no good, and the Chacham say that it is good. Frag the Gemara, my time in Rabbi Yosef Glili, why does he say that Oichlam and Balei Chaim is no good? Zag Mar D'Tanya, we have a braisa that explains his position. It says, the cost of law safer creases. So the word safer normally means parchment. Safer. Ain't li ala safer. Maybe only parchment is good. How do you know Minayla Rabbis called though? How do you know that even paper is good, that wood is good, that if you write on metal is good, you write on any background? The answer is Tamaloim, if the cost of law me call Mokomas Marba. I'm came out Tamaloim a safer. So why does the Torah write safer means parchment? Isn't it misleading? The answer is you can write on any background, but it has to be similar to parchment. Any other background you want to use has to be similar. Has to be. The Rabbanon disagree. The Chacham say it's not true. So they argue like this. If it would have been written in the Chumash for Kasav law, ba sefer. So the word sefer means the background on which you're writing, and the word sefer would have taken then parchment. But it doesn't say that. It says because of law, safer krisus, because of ba safer kidakarmrit as your wife. So the word safer spheres dvarim means you have to have spheres dvarim yisairim, that you have to have additional nusach in the get that's not needed by any other shtar, by shtar kiddushin, by shtar mechiras chometz, by shtar aksubin and tnoim. All you need is you write tzedizach, meretz tzedizach, and a shtar gerishin you have to have extra lashonis. We have a lot of extra. We have Teufis, we have the Shufri Dishtara, the Rishonim have an expression. The Shufri Dishtara, to schmaltz up the star that it should sound better and look better. We write the same thing three times, say for Truchen, Geris Peturin, to get Shvukin. You write that three times and you write everything by Richas Yisair. So that the Gemara says that's already Teufis, that's not really necessary. But there are parts of the get that are necessary, even though it's not necessary for any other star in the world. Let's learn that from the Pasuk. Sefer l'sviris dvarim hudiyasa. Sviris dvarim yiseirim. Extra l'shayis. Freg di gemara v'rabbanon. According to Rabbi Yosef Glili, that the word sefer sounds like it's implying parchment. So I need the word v'kosav to offset that mistaken impression that v'kosav mikomakom, you can write on paper, you can write on wood, on other things as well. But according to the Chachamim, to Rabbi Yosef Glili, that the word sefer doesn't mean at all parchment. There's no mistake in Havamina. So why do you need the Kosov to be Marbe Shar Dvarim Agud? There's no Havamina in the first place. The word Sefer goes on the sphere as Dvarim, on the text. It doesn't go on the background of the parchment on which you're writing. What do they need the Kosov to offset the mistaken impression of Ba Sefer? There's no mistaken impression. Everything more. They need that to tell you a difference. In Mamoylehu, they require the word Kosov to teach me. I would have thought Salkadaita Chamin, I would have thought to say Akish Yitzil Avaya. There's a Hekish, it's written in the same passage, getting married and getting divorced. Yitzi means getting divorced, and Havaya is getting married. So I would have thought, Mahavaya Bekesef, just like you can't married by giving Kesef, Abtsiya Nami Bekesef, optional, either a get or Kesef, Kamash Malon, that it's only good if it's a get. So it's no good, Kesef is no good. If you would have said Kesef is good, who would have given whom the Kesef? So this is Ashayla. So Rashi and Ardaf writes, I would have thought Kesef is good. Ve'enim is Gareshes b'Kesef, around 10 lines from the top. Rashi writes, Im Omar Lahelach Pruto, his Garshi Libo. He gave her a ring for Kesef Kiddusha, now he gives her a divorce ring. Gives her a second ring. And Rashi and the other Mesichtas in Erevin, the same Bryce appears in Erevin and Sukkot. Rashi and Erevin writes, no, fakir, the Havamina would have been, she would give him a ring. When he gives her a ring, he gives her a ring, so he's Mekadosh her. When she gives him a ring, so he says goodbye and good luck. It's like undoing the Kesef Kiddush. Whatever it is, whatever the Havamina would have been, it's not so. We don't pass like that. Anyway, the din is that both ways is no good.
Doesn't it seem though?
Yeah.
No matter what.
Right, that's what Achreidim Chepta. How could Rashi have had a Havamina and Erevin?
That she gives.
That the Gerishin she gives, I felt a Hanasina. So the Havamina should have had to bin Even in the Havmina has to make up some sense. It should have been that, like our Rashi says, that he should give a divorce ring. All right. Whichever the Havmina is, the maskana is that it's no good. But Rabbi Yosef really needs the word v'kosav to tell me the rabbis called over, because according to him the word sefer means parchment. So he needs v'kosav to tell me that other backgrounds are also good if they're similar to parchment. So how does he know that only b'ksivim is gareshes, v'edim is gareshes, b'kesef? How does he know that? Din v'idoch, and Rabbi Yosef Glili, how does he know? Marzi learns out the same din from a different pasuk. Nafkalei, misefer krisis. The mashmoah is being sefer korsa, lein dovarachet korsa. The only way to get rid of the wife is by giving a get, and kesef isn't going to work. Freg di gemar v'idoch, nu. So why did the Chachamim need the kosav to tell me b'ksivim is gareshes, and not the kesef? Why don't they learn out from the same drasha that Rabbi Yosef Glili learns out from? Sefer Krisa sounds like Sefer Korsa. Vein Davarach Korsa. Gemara says no. Miboyalei, the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yosef Glili hold that expression Sefer Krisa is needed to tell me a different din. When he gives a get, let's say Al HaTanai, the Tanai has to be a Tanai that at least she becomes Mugureshes at some time. Let's say he gives a get Hariat Mugureshes Mimeni Al HaTanai that you never take dancing lessons, you never go to the movies for the rest of your life. So he still holds on to her for the rest. Sefer Krisis. The mashmoah is being Sefer Korsa, Lein Dovarach Korsa. The only way to get rid of the wife is by giving a get, and Kesef isn't going to work. Freg the Gemara v'idoch, nu. So why did the Chachamim need the Kosav to tell me b'ksivim is gareshes, and not the Kesef? Why don't they learn out from the same drasha that Rabbi Yosef Glili learns out from? Sefer Krisis sounds like Sefer Korsa, Lein Dovarach Korsa. Gemara says, no. Miboyalei, the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yosef Glili hold that expression Sefer Krisis is needed to tell me a different din. When he gives a get, let's say, Al HaTanai, the Tanai has to be a Tanai that at least she becomes Mugureshes at some time. Let's say he gives a get, Hariat Mugureshes Mimeni, Al HaTanai, that you never take dancing lessons, you never go to the movies for the rest of your life. So he still holds on to her for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
She'll never know that she's Mugureshes till after she dies. She can never marry anybody. She'll go get married based on the get, then she'll go to the movies, she'll go take a dancing lesson, so the Tanai will be violated, so the whole get will be batel l'mafreya. So if he says, Hareat Mugureshes Mimeni on the condition you don't go to the movies for a year, okay? So it's possible she'll survive till after the year, and then she'll be Mugureshes for sure. But if he says, Almanos, she shouldn't go to the movies forever and ever, then that Tanai binds her forever, so that's not called a kreis gito. That's what Chachamim say. V'idach and loyta Chachamim. What do they do with the drasha Sefer Krisus? No, that teaches a different din. Boyle dovar akaris beinol the beinol. It tells me the following din. Kiditani erezi gitach manosh lo tishtiyayin amanosh lo teilcha lebei sovich. He gives her the get on the condition that she doesn't drink wine. He gives her the get on the condition she doesn't go to visit her parents. If he says li oilam, you should never drink wine, you should never visit your parents, ain't a krisus. So that's a tonight that kills the whole get. The whole get is batel mevutel. Even if Shitaka never drinks wine, that's not a good get, because the get didn't sever the ties between the husband and the wife. But he says, on the condition, you don't drink wine for 30 days. At shloshim yom, ha-reiz ha-krisis, then it's good. Freg the Gemara, but Rabbi Yosef really used up that pasuk sefer, krisis, to tell me that only sefer is good, and kesef is no good, that kesef is no good for get. How does he know this din? The idach, and according to Rabbi Yosef Glili, has another din. The Gemara says, I really could have written Sefer Kares. Why does it say Sefer Krisus in the plural, sort of? It's not really in the plural. So I darshan as if it were written twice, and it teaches me that both halachas, both, number one, that kesef is not good to accomplish gerushin, and number two, that a tanai that binds the liyon avod is not about time. So why didn't the Chachamim darshan also both? The Gemara says, Lo darshan, they hold that's not Zanishke Mashmois. It says Krisus instead of Kares. They don't hold from that drush. Okay, that's the Gemara. Mesilas Yesharim has a fascinating comment regarding Harchokis and Gzeiris the Rabbanon. The Gemara says in Yibamis on Daf Chof Aleph that the authority had to make a dova shovel the whole nevish. They had to say, look, brother, even though you think that you're such a big tzaddik, you're so intelligent that you'll never sin. This is Adov HaShav L'chol Nefesh. Everybody has to observe this. Sometimes a person is so neurotic, he's so nervous, oh, you shouldn't do this, this can lead to that, and that can lead to that. It's 20 steps away from the Chet. So sometimes the person is nurak. So the Chacham is saying no. Aseis yogla Torah. Asu mishmeris l'nishpaiti v'lo mishmeris l'nishmer. You have to make a gzeira l'gzeira l'gzeira l'gzeira. So the Chacham usually we kaveya what's a reasonable gzeira. What's unreasonable? Where you have to be concerned, we're not. But it's not really the Chachamim are authorized to make the Gzeiris. It's really every person, every individual person. So that's why the Mesillas Yesharim says that if a person is in a situation, not everybody's in the same situation. I sit in yeshiva all day. So I have a Yetzirah for certain Averis. Other people are in business to have a Yetzirah for other Averis. I don't have the Yetzirah, they don't have my Yetzirah. Everybody has a different Yetzirah to do Averis. Each person and his circumstances has to size up the situation and institute a gzeira for himself. And he shouldn't argue and think, well, whatever the Chachamim prohibited, so they prohibited it. Whatever they didn't prohibit, so what do we have to be more frum than the Tanaim? So he says, no, what the Tanaim said, that these things are also, that's a dova shavel chal nevish, that's to everybody. Whether you can be the biggest tzaddik or the shvachste guy, this applies to everybody, but each person, kifi madregos, of whatever circumstances he happens to find himself in, he has to realize, based on the nisyanis that he is facing, he has to introduce his own gzeris. Because he understands, Silas Hashem understands, that Ishmartim es Mishmarti is speaking to every individual person, it's not only speaking to the bezin. So Bemis is an interesting pasuk in today's Sedra, that the Rishayim Achumish speak like that. The pasuk says that when Yaakov Avinu came back to Eretz Yisrael, so he told all the members of his household they should take the Avodah Zarah and they should all bury them. They should all bury them Tachas Ha'alon Asherim Shechem, I think. Is that pasuk?
Before they leave. Before,
here it is, Perik Lamed Hey Pasuk Beis. Vayoyma Yaakov al Beis of El Kol Asher Ima Hasiras El Hey Hanecha Sheb Sechem Vihitaru Vachlifu Sim Lasechem etc. They should get rid of the Avodah Zarah. So the Rishon Machomish are bothered with the question: what do you mean, get rid of the Avodah Zarah? And it says that they buried them. Vayitman Oisem Yaakov Tachas Ho Elo. He buried them in the ground. The Gemara learns that in Maseches Avodah Zarah from Psukim and Chumash that if it's Avodah Zarah shall Nachri, that the Goy worshipped Avodah Zarah. This was Avodah Zarah that the Goyim worshipped. His children didn't worship Avodah Zarah. When they wiped out the city Shechem, so they took all the loot and they took Avodah Zarah also. So it was Avodah Zarah that was worshipped by the Nachrim. So the Pasuk says, Ashirem Tisir from Boyesh, Psila Lehem Tigaden, you have to chop it and destroy it and break it and burn it. It's Ton Ibid Min Olam. It's not enough to do kavura burial. That's Avodah Zarah shel Yisrael. If the Avodah Zarah was worshipped by Jews, and then the Gemara learns after a pasuk that you have to bury it. But this was Avodah Zarah shel Nachri. So why did he just bury it? If the Chachamim had a tradition that the Ovis fulfilled Kol HaTorah Kula Atzilei Nitna, so why didn't he fulfill it properly? So I think the Sfarno and some other Rishonim say that Li'olam over here, it wasn't real Avodah Zarah. He must have gotten a Nochri to be Mavatal. The thing is that if you have Avodah Zarah that was worshipped by a Nochri, and it doesn't belong to a Jew. If the Avodah Zarah was worshipped by a Jew, or the Avodah Zarah was worshipped by a Goy, but now it's in the possession of a Jew, then Bittul doesn't help. I can't get the Goy to make a declaration, I don't believe in this Avodah Zarah. But if the Goy number one was, if the Avodah Zarah was only worshipped by a non-Jew, it was never worshipped by a Jew. And number two, it is not in the ownership. It's not in the possession of a Jew, then you can do Bitl Avodah Zarah. Bitl Avodah Zarah has to get a Nochri to declare, I don't believe in this Avodah Zarah. Even if this guy worships another Avodah Zarah, it doesn't make a difference. He makes a declaration, as long as he means it af and emes. I don't believe that this is an Avodah Zarah. When he makes such a declaration, so it becomes Mutabano. So the Rishonim say on the Pasuk, it must be that Yaakov Avinu must have had a Nochri make a declaration to make a bitl Avodah Zarah. And fun deswegen, Yaakov Avinu said they should be machmer al atzmam to dispose of it. They should get rid of it. So since Mikra Adin, it's really mutabano. He could have kept it and used it. He could have made money on it. He could have sold it, precious metal. So the whole thing was only a chumrah. So the chumrah was enough. Ayitman oisim tachas oel Hashem shem. The chumrah was enough that he buried it. He didn't feel that it's necessary to destroy it. It's the chabal tashchis. Why should he destroy it? Let someone else use it. Let some go use it. So it's interesting. Why does Yaakov Avinu feel that he has to have archoke in the area of Avodah Zarah? So it's interesting. The pasuk says before that when Yaakov Avinu came to the city Shechem in Perik Lamed Gimel,
right before Hamishi, Pasuk Yud Ches, Vayova Yankib Shalom Yishchem, Vayichan Es Pnei Hoir. What does it mean, Vayichan? So the simple translation is that he camped right on the outskirts of the city. So the Chazal and the Gemara Bema Madlik and the Torah Tamima quotes on this Pasuk. The Chazal and the Gemara Bema Madlik had a tradition, Vayichan Es Pnei Hoir means that he improved the circumstances of the city.
Social.
One opinion in the Gemara is that he introduced a coinage system, a monetary system for them that they didn't have. He explained to them a little economics. Another opinion is that he told them how to make a mall, a shopping mall. Why should you have a store over here, a store over here? People are going to get knocked out. Have all the stores together and you have more business and more customers and everything, the whole economy will be better. And the Gemara has another opinion, Tikalahem Mechatzois. That he told them medical thing, he made a medical center that they should be healthier, scientific research and so on. He did a lot, he was involved in the world over here, of the city. So the Chazal and the Gemara Bema Madlik and the Torah Tamima quotes on this Pasuk. The Chazal and the Gemara Bema Madlik had a tradition, Vayichan Es Pnei Hoir means that he improved the circumstances of the city.
Social.
One opinion in the Gemara is that he introduced a coinage system, a monetary system for them that they didn't have. He explained to them a little economics. Another opinion is that he told them how to make a mall, a shopping mall. Why should you have a store over here, a store over here? People are going to get knocked out. Have all the stores together and you have more business and more customers and everything, the whole economy will be better. And the Gemara has another opinion, Tikalahem Mechatzois. That he told them medical thing, he made a medical center that they should be healthier, scientific research and so on. He did a lot, he was involved in the world over here. Avram and Yitzhak were different. They were trying to be Mekabel Ger, but they weren't trying to help out the rest of the world. And Yaakov Avinu was already, that's the Klal Yisrael. So the Klal Yisrael have to work together with the Ummah Soilam. And the Talmud Yerushalmi says over here that just like Yaakov Avinu was, Vayichan Es Pnei Hoir, he was helping with the Ummah Soilam in medicine and in science and economy and mathematics and in physics and everything else. So too, we should learn from the others that we have to do that also. Those who are cut out for learning should learn. Those who are cut out, whoever has talents in whatever field, should use his talents. See, you don't say that everybody has to go into learning. Those who have this talent should go into this field. So Yaakov Avinu felt that since he's no longer in the basement, when he was in basement Russia, Shal Shem V'Yeva, he didn't need these hachokas. He didn't have to be marchik from Avodah Zarah. Have to introduce more hachokas and more siyogim on themselves, just like Yaakov Avinu introduced more.